Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. And before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to let you know about RebateJet.com. What is RebateJet? Well, it's a piece of software that I created that will help Amazon sellers get their products noticed. You can launch with promo codes, rebates. Not only that, but you can list your product for free on the RebateJet third-party marketplace. You don't pay a single penny unless you make a sale. And when you do, it's only a $1 flat fee per product. Try it today, RebateJet.com.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
All right, so let's get into bullet points. On Amazon, you have 5 bullet points. They are called key features, just like Walmart. Wow, okay. And your bullet points, something to keep in mind, is they actually show up last on mobile. So when people are shopping on mobile, your bullet points show up last, and often you have to click to expand them on mobile. So if you're counting on people reading all of your bullet points, good luck, okay? You really wanna have your photos really need to tell the story of your product on Amazon, not really your bullet points. Your bullet points are really great for SEO, and they should be totally readable should the customer decide to read them. They're second in the highest ranking behind the title, right, for ranking your listing. And then my aim when I write a listing, what I do first is I draft the listing. I draft it so that it's very readable, right? I don't worry about fitting in keywords in the beginning. I draft the listing. Then I go back to my keyword list and I look at the most important keywords. And everywhere that I mentioned that thing, whatever it was, in my draft of my listing, I simply replace it with a keyword phrase, not an individual keyword, a keyword phrase, because people don't search for individual keywords. People don't search for mug. They search for coffee, large coffee mug, you know, ceramic. You know, that's what people search for. They don't search for mug alone, right? So you want to make sure that you're using as many related phrases as possible, but you're not keyword stuffing. So all I do is pick 2 phrases per bullet point. So if I have 3 sentences in my bullet points, I usually try to keep them underneath 300 characters. You have a 500 character max on Amazon, but I usually keep them underneath 350 characters. So it's about 3 sentences, right? And I try in each of those sentences to fit in 1 keyword phrase. So I'm not talking about individual keywords. You can put those throughout the listing. But whenever I review listings, and by the way, if you ever need a listing review, I do free listing reviews on my website. You can always go to amazingathome.com, click on services, click on free listing review right underneath that. And you can submit your listing and I'll send you a video review of what I think of your listing and any improvements that you can make. So, but the bottom line is what I see often with other copywriters, when I put their listings into my tool, I'll see the individual keywords, lots of individual keywords, but that listing is missing those phrases that help it rank organically. So if I can tell you to do nothing else, it's focus on those organic phrases, those phrases that people are searching for, not just mug, coffee mug, ceramic, right? Focus on those and 2 per bullet point. Max, you're not trying to stuff it. You're just trying to make your listing very relevant for ceramic coffee mugs, right? Again, keep them about 350 characters, and this is the second highest ranking factor. And over to Michal for Walmart.
Yes. Yeah, great tip. So again, very, very similar, guys. So I think your key features is one of the best places to make sure you're not missing out any search term keyword. Again, in a reasonable way, in a way that each one of your key features is actually giving a lot of really good information. So on Walmart, you can do between 1 or none. You don't have to. Your listing is still going to show up if you don't put key features. But again, I don't recommend that because, again, it's so powerful to have more search terms into your key features. So I recommend to go between 5 to 10, as more as better. I think you can do up to 500 characters for each one, but that is way a lot. I recommend to stay between 150 to 200. That is a nice, you know, I wanted to have it maybe 2 nice sentences or maybe three, not more than that. People get tired. You know, sometimes I open a listing and I see this so much description and so, and I'm like, I feel like my eyes are already, you know, and I was like, I'm not going to read that. Okay. It's shorter. People like it when it's nice, when it's short. If you can highlight your, the first few words and make like a little note of what it's about. It's like, for example, start with amazing quality and then start describe the quality. The most important thing that I'm doing first, when I'm doing my keyword research, I have a list of my keyword research, and then I'm sitting and I'm actually sitting and thinking as the customer. And I'm thinking as a customer right now, what do I want to know about this product? And then I ask myself the question, what do I want to know? And then this is where I start my key features, because my key features for me is the answers I give the customers. On Amazon, you have the best, you know, they don't have much of it on Walmart, but on Amazon, you have the place when people ask questions, right? That is such a good place to go to a similar item and get some questions and think, okay, I need to make sure I have the size, how does it fit, how does it smell, you know, whatever a customer will have a question, make sure to use your key features to add that. So the key features showing up last on mobile and on the web when you're on desktop. But again, if you make them very nice, short, and bold, people will probably read it more than they're going to read the description. And again, it's very important today. I think, like Amy said, the images, this is like extremely important. Tell your story in the images. Of course, first image is the same as Amazon, nice and clean picture, white background. Now, another thing that I'm doing with my key features, now I'm looking at my list of all my search terms. I'm more focusing on relevant search terms and I want to hit them in there. So, for example, I'm selling, let's say I'm selling a frozen pajama, right? So in my title, I'm probably just going to use pajama. I'm not going to use too many search terms in there, but then on my key features, I'm going to start playing with all the relevant search terms. So my first one can be your little girl going to be so cozy in this two-piece pajama set or pajamas or PJ. And then the second one will be this a sleepwear set is made of. So I'm not just going to put 100% polyester. I'm going to, again, take a nice search term and add it there. So I think you get what I'm saying. Just use your phrases nicely and apply them one or two to each key feature. What else? Okay. A most important thing. On Amazon, usually in the fifth bullet point, everybody's telling about 100% warranty, customer service, returns. You guys put in a lot of information. Walmart is a big no-no. You cannot put any kind of information that is not informative and relevant to the item. You cannot have, so don't do that, guys. I recommend not to do.
Oh, wow. That's a significant difference. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So our descriptions on Amazon, your description shows up first on mobile. So make sure that you HTML format it. You can use basic HTML formatting for this. You don't want to use really advanced HTML formatting tags because Amazon will say, you're not allowed to use this. But basic HTML formatting is fine. And the reason that you want to use that is because it shows up first on mobile. It's the first thing that customers are seeing and they're reading through your description. So if you don't have, if you have everything in your bullet points, you don't have any information about your description or about your product inside of your description, then, you know, you're missing potentially a chance for that sale, right? After they get through the photos on mobile, because you know how on mobile, your photos all just show up in a row. And then once they click on the product page and then they see your description and then they see your bullet points and they have to expand them. So it's important to write a good description. And what does a good description look like? I usually start with a call to action. I say something like, this is a really, the unique selling point, right? So whatever it is, like, you need this, long lasting cold forever water bottle in your life, you know, something like that. And then I do something like, why choose us? And I explain, I kind of like rewrite my bullet points in another way, but just provide information about the product and its benefits. I don't focus on features. I don't focus on the fact that it's stainless steel. I say it's stainless steel, so it keeps your water colder longer, right? And so it's easy to wash and easy to clean, the things that my customers care about in terms of that product. And then I include some product details. So like, for example, it's 5 inches tall by 2 inches wide, you know, whatever the dimensions are, the materials, instructions. If it's not clear how it should work, then you might want to include that. Again, you want to include all this stuff in your photos too. And we'll talk about photos in a minute, but you also can do your A+ content. If you're a registered brand, A+ content is where you can show off your really nice, like web page looking product description, which is really cool. Often a big mistake I see is people will spend a lot of time and effort on their A+ description. So they'll put, you know, this beautiful A+ content, but their photos at the top part of the listing will be terrible. And so I'll scroll down when I'm doing listing reviews and I'll be like, this is amazing. You're calling out all these amazing benefits. And wow, I'm really drawn to this, but I wouldn't have scrolled this far had I just looked at your photos. So you're probably missing some sales there. So make sure that that you don't just focus all the great content in your A+ content. Use those techniques in your photos as well. I use 2 to 3 total keyword phrases in my description. I don't just, you know, keyword stuff. You can use alt text for your photos in A+ content, and that works. It's the last in your ranking factors. It does index, but it is last, and it does take a little bit longer to index after you first launch because, you know, you need that many page visits to keep it going. Yeah, as far as description goes, keep it easy to read. Remember that it shows up first on mobile, so HTML format it. And remember that it's not as important in your ranking factors, so focus your keywords mostly in your title and your bullet points. And remember that sometimes people won't read your bullet points because of the way that it's set up on mobile. Go and look at your product on mobile and see what it looks like so that you can get a better idea. And then, so make sure that you're repeating or including those important parts of your product in the description. Over to you.
Yes. I love your tips. So, yes. That's such a great tip. Always go and check your listing on the mobile before or look at somebody else, or after you make your listing, go and look it up and then fix it. One of the things that I love about Walmart is that you can use Excel sheets to create your listing, and very quickly you can create any change, upload it again, and it's like magic. It's showing up. You don't need to open cases, nothing. It's very simple. I think the same with Amazon, right? When you work with Flatfile, it's easy to create the changes.
Yes, it is. It's pretty easy to create changes as long as you own the listing.
On the listing, yeah. So that's such a great tip. So again, the description is showing up on top for a mobile and for desktop. So what I like to do with my description, again, not too long. You can go very long. They're going to let you go very long, but I would stay with around, again, 500 characters. I'm not going to make it like a whole story. It will be a story there because this is your place to tell a story. And I like to get the customer, I like to get him attached already when he starts reading my description. Of course, I will use some keywords and search term, but just for an example, let's say you're selling a salad dressing, right? So you want to get the customer a little bit excited. So you say our salad dressing, or you just explain the name or whatever, is a great addition for every salad. It tastes so good, it's wonderful. You know, it's a, you know, whatever tells something exciting. So the customer read it, he knows directly that he's really good. Tell him it's good. Yeah, my item is good. You know, don't be shy to say it's a great quality. It tastes delicious. It's cozy. It's everything that gonna, the customer already feeling it, right? You already feel when he wear it, how he feel, you already feeling it, you know, if he's gonna eat it. So this is where you guys, you know, it's some way you hook him. So again, you don't try to sell him that too strong, but you do get him excited. And another thing is the same. I take all my bullet points. So I would start with the bullet points, key features, and then I'm going to go to do my description. And then I'm going to take a little bit from my bullet point, mix and match, and make sure it's also in the description. Like everything is very important information, like the sizing and the fabrics. Everything is informative because again, if somebody didn't read the pictures and he just read the description, so he got all the information he needs. Put a lot of really good facts and just make sure it's good information in there. Yep, that's it.
All right. Yeah, very some similarities between. Okay, so what about symbols and stuff?
Mm-mm,
so
no,
you can't. So you not can on Amazon, you can use like the ampersand and commas and periods. You can just use commas and periods on Walmart. You can't use.
Yeah, you can, but it's just gonna hurt your ranking because it's against the guidelines. And again, remember, make your description unique. Do not copy paste from Amazon. Take 5 minutes and just mix it or something. Do some edits. Don't copy paste. Again, you're going to see that you're going to show up much better when your listing is unique. Walmart noticing that, and he will reward you for that, for a good listing.
I was at Walmart the other day. We were buying a TV, and I was looking for an Amazon Fire Stick, and I can buy those at Best Buy. So I just thought I would just ask this guy in the electronics department at Walmart. That was like, "Hey, do you guys have Fire Sticks? Amazon Fire Sticks?" And he was like, "No." And I was like, "Okay, that was there's some, you know." So Amazon and Walmart are not friends. They're not friends. And so they, you know, you cannot drop ship your products you can't fulfill your products from Amazon in a Walmart, you know, it to Walmart customers. They will be mad, even though I have received
It's a suspension for sure on Walmart.
Yeah, I have received I have received some Walmart products in Amazon boxes. So I know people are doing it illegally. But if Walmart catches you, you will be on their banned list. So, all right, let's get into photos. As we said, photos, they're not really ranking us that much for those search terms, but they are the biggest factor in your converting, making the sale, because you have to communicate what the customer wants and needs, right? So, I love doing photos. My photos, I have a 7-photo strategy that converts really, really well. And so I always show my first photo after the main photo is always the unique selling point. I want to showcase whatever it is that makes my product special. And then my second photo after that is what's included. So I'm showing them the dimensions, the sizes, what you get in the box. And then the next photo after that, I'm showing them the quality of the product. And if I have a warranty, I'm showing a photo of that warranty or whatever it is, right? I'm really trying to assure the customer that this product is for you. Here's what you get. And oh, by the way, we back up the quality. This is a quality product, right? And then the next photo after that, I love to show different ways you can use the product. So, you know, you can use it at the park, use it at home, use it in the kitchen, use it in the bathroom, right? That's a really great way for them to see it and get it in their life. And then the next photo after that, I love to show it as a gift, if it can be a gift. If it can't be a gift, then I try to show authority in the space or another lifestyle photo. So another, like, get it in your life, right? So authority in the space would mean like talking about your brand story or something like that, where, hey, you know, we're a trusted brand in this industry for 20 years, you know, whatever it is, but, or giving a fact. So like, if you're selling a headlight for a vehicle, obviously that's not very giftable, you know, it's something that's needed, but you could show your authority, like, hey, you know, this light comes with, you know, 3000 LED lumens and it's going to last, you know, for many more years compared to the competition, which only includes this or whatever, right? But yeah, that's my 7-photo strategy. And we also use that in our bullet points so that we always have both the information that we want to present. Oh, I have a meeting coming up, y'all. We have both the information that we want to present and as well as that. And then as well as represented in the listing, right? And in the photos. So infographics and lifestyle convert very, very well. And then videos are so great. So if you have those available, if you don't have brand registry and you can't upload a video, you can always have someone else upload videos related to this product near the, and I think you can even upload them yourself in the reviews area. So don't be afraid to take advantage of that.
Yeah. That's a great tip. Yeah, wonderful tip about the videos. Yeah, make sure to add videos or add them, you know, in the relevant. And the same with Walmart. Guys, especially for you people that invest in a little bit getting reviews and things, get reviews with videos. Those are really converting. That's going to help you a lot. So, guys, pay attention. When you go to the mobile and you open Walmart or Amazon, I think 80% of your screen is the image. Right? This is the most of the screen is image. You don't see nothing. You have to scroll down to get to the description and everything else. So you see the image, you see the title. So again, make sure your images can sell. Like Amy said, everything she said, you just do the exact same thing. Make sure you have infographic and lifestyle, just showing the benefits of your product in different kind of angles and how you use it, what's the size, everything is really important. Just again, make sure you have as much more information on your images, because I think today people just buy the image. Sometimes I see something like the image is good, I have some infographic, I just add to cart, I don't spend time reading description, or I would just scroll down, you know, read one or two reviews and that it and I'm gonna buy it on Walmart.
I have a question for you. For pictures, you have 1,000 by 1,000 pixels minimum for zooming in, and it's the same on Amazon, but 1,000 by 1,000 is a square image. So does it have to be a square image on Walmart? Yeah, I know on Amazon we can get away with question.
Sorry. Yeah, that is such a good question. Very, very good question. So again, the minimum is 1,000 by 1,000 for most of the categories. For everything in clothing, it's mean clothing, shoes, backpacks, it have to be 1,000 by 1,500. So it's not going to be a square. That's the guidelines. Make sure to follow that. So yes. As bigger is better and the better resolution. So I'm trying to do always 1500 by 1000 or even a 2000, you know, a little bigger size if I need to make it matching the category, like fashion category. So again, just make sure your images are good and following the guidelines. Very, very important. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the back-end fields. For your back-end fields on Amazon, you want to make good use of your additional fields. So you, in the more details tab in the back-end, you want to fill those things out. In fact, if you don't fill them out, some of those fields, there are some ways that competitors can actually take your listing down and get your listing suspended by using flat files. So that's like another talk for another day, but you really want to make sure that you're utilizing those additional fields, because you'll notice that a lot of them index. So if you look at your competitors' listings, you'll see that, hey, how did they get extra two bullet points here? What is that, right? And you can look through and see that those areas that they filled in are lined up with fields in your more details tab. So make sure you take the time to fill out those additional fields. I love using Amazon's categorization tool and looking at the breakdown of categories and using those for like the uses and subject matter and target audience. Now, the keywords tab used to have subject matter and target audience in it and those fields indexed. And now those fields have been removed by Amazon. However, you're going to find very similar fields and some additional fields now in your more details tab. So take the time to just, you know, make a little test in there, fill something out and see what happens, right? Look at your competitors' listings, see what happens. So make good use of those additional fields. Do not repeat your keywords in your search terms. I repeat, do not repeat your keywords in your search terms field. So the search terms field in your keywords tab of your back end of your listing has only 249 bytes available, right? So one letter is a byte. So the format to put those in is word space, word space, word. And if you already use water bottle in the front of your listing, you do not need to repeat that in the back end of your listing. So this is a great place to put Spanish words, misspellings, other related keywords that aren't relevant for the front end of your listing, right? So for example, if your product is battery operated, but people often look for rechargeable ones of that product, you can put rechargeable in the back end. And it's not going to, a lot of people are scared about that because they're like, oh, does that mean that my listing is going to show up and it's going to confuse the customer and they're going to buy it for rechargeable and now I'm going to get returns. No, that's not what that means, because your listing goes off relevancy, how many times you've used similar keywords to that main keyword. So if you haven't put rechargeable anywhere else, it's not going to rank on page one for rechargeable, but it will show up in more searches and it will become more relevant for that type of product when you put related keywords in those backend search terms. So that's the biggest question I get whenever I deliver listings. People are like, Amy, but my product isn't green and you put green in my back. And it's like, well, because a lot of people are looking for green ones. So do you want to show up for search or not? Right. So that's the thing is it can help in your relevancy, but there's no need to repeat keywords there. You don't need to use commas. You don't need to use dashes. You can just word, space, word, space, word. It has a medium ranking factor. And because it's individual keywords, right? It's not phrases. So it's got that medium ranking factor is for, in terms of relevancy, helping your product be more relevant for those related keywords. And then your back end, your weight and your packaging dimensions are used in calculating your Amazon fees. So if you create a listing and you don't fill out those two fields and you're like, I don't know what my FBA fees are, they're not showing up there, it's because you didn't fill out the weight and the package dimensions. You need those two things to calculate your Amazon fees. So that's important. And then your categories can be important. So make sure on mobile, it forces you down into a category when you're searching. I know this because I've grabbed those links on mobile and put them in a desktop and it actually has filtered down into category. It doesn't say all at the top anymore, right? So you want to make sure that if your product is being forced into the wrong category, that you open a case and have Amazon change it. That being said, if it's a subcategory, like a subcategory of a subcategory, and you're like, well, Amazon, I'm in yarn and I'm supposed to be in thread and bobbins. Amazon is going to tell you to have a nice day, but they're not changing it because those categories, those subcategories are based on how people find you in search. So they will not change that. They can't change it. Their algorithm has gotten smarter than them. So, you know, they don't really know how to fix it other than changing your main category. They can change that. You can change that yourself as well. You can go into your more details tab and click edit there and recategorize your listing. So, whew, oh my goodness, I have 1 minute. So yes. I'm going to be a little bit late. While you talk about this, I'm going to message my next meeting and just let her know I'll be about 2 minutes late here.
All right. So yeah, I'm going to try to do it short. But yes, the back end is so important. And Again, I love Walmart algorithm and their search engine because it's not packed with millions of like Amazon. So guys, this is working for you. So even if your listing is not so good and your images are not so good, but you pay attention and you fill up your attributes right and your back end right and the keywords and everything, you guys gonna show up in the first page, even if your listing is not so good. I'm not saying do that. But pay attention and make sure you're following up the right category. With Walmart, you cannot really go too deep in the sub category. You can hope it's going to go there, but if it doesn't go there, you can open a case and they actually will change it for you. So you can always change your category, make sure you're in the right category and subcategory. Make sure you fill up your attributes. Like, there's such an important question there. Like, what is the age range and what is it for and what's the season and all this, like, really good information that help you show up on the right shelf. So Walmart work on shelves. This is how they call their, you know, the way their product showing up in search result. You're showing up by shelves. Like, you go to the store and you go to the men department and then you have shelves and you have, you know, sizes and so on and so on. So this is this very similar system they're working on their website. It's working by shelves. So as more attributes you're going to fill up, you're going to show up in the right shelf, and people that are going to search for something like very generic, like a men big size t-shirt, right? And you have it in your attributes, you will show up in the search result. Use Excel spreadsheet. There is a lot of ways to create listing for Walmart. The only way that is working perfectly is to use the Walmart Excel sheet. And the biggest thing that I love the most, Amazon give you 250 keywords, characters for keywords. Walmart say, here you go, 4,000, guys. This is insane.
Oh, wow.
You can just go on and put all the search term. Like, for example, frozen pajama. So I will put frozen pajama for 2 years old, frozen pajama for 3 years old, pajama for toddler.
And is that available to you if you don't use the spreadsheet? Or is it? Okay, so if I just go on Walmart into the back end, and I'm sorry for all the distractions, you guys. I'm like pulling up Zoom on my screen and messing everything up over here. It's a crazy day of meetings for me today, so I apologize for that. But you're on Walmart, if you're using that spreadsheet, you have this opportunity to add keywords and more back end fields. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a really key thing to learn.
Oh, yeah. It's very helpful. It depends what there's different Excels. They're trying to remove it from some Excels and the new ones, but you can still find those right Excels. The spec 0.3, it's called the spec 0.31. Those are the right Excel that they give you to use the keyword. Again, they're still changing a lot all the time, but they give you that. And inside your listing, in your web, inside your listing, now they're giving you feedback and they tell you exactly your listing quality, and you have another dash of listing quality. So they're actually doing something Amazon doesn't do. They're reviewing your listing and giving you feedback. They say, oh, your title is too short, your title is too long, your description missing these keywords. They're telling you the exact keyword that is missing in your description. It's just really nice.
So we need to learn how to do that. So we have a lot of questions mostly about selling on Walmart. So it looks like
just
we
post
need-
them. Post them. Well, I will answer. I will go back. I know you need to run. But yeah, guy, I will come later and I will answer everybody's questions.
Yes. And so let's go to our last slide. And we both have offers for you guys today. You guys can save 10% off Amazing at Home Listing Optimization and our Listing Optimization Masterclass with code AMAZING at amazingathome.com/listing optimization. And we'll just have to come back together and do another training on Walmart because clearly people are missing that. So we need to do that. So we will set up another meeting and do another training on Walmart. And speaking of Walmart, Mikhail, what do you have for them?
Yeah, so first thing, guys, join Selling on Walmart Facebook group. So look for Selling on Walmart Facebook group. We have a great group. I'm posting there some links for free, guys. So you can go. You can go on sellingonwalmart.com and look in the bottom for the free guide. So I have a free guide for how to get an account, how to set up your account, and another free guide about how to optimize and get more traffic to your listing. And as well, if somebody's already selling on Walmart and wanna, you know, step by step with everything you need to know and so much more, we do have Selling on Walmart Academy. That we're about to raise the price. So I was waiting for today, guys. So if you're really interested, grab it before the price going up. So come check it out. And again, ask questions. We have amazing sellers in our group. Ask your questions. And again, you can also shoot me an email if you want a listing optimization. So we have a full service for listing optimization. We're working with amazing brands. And again, we have amazing results. So email me and I will help you out.
Thank you, Mikhail. And I'm sorry, you guys, for any distractions today. I've just had a crazy day, but I'm so excited that we were able to kind of just talk about this because I know I was making mistakes in my Walmart listings. And you recently met with us and helped us optimize our Walmart stuff. And you met with my husband and he said it was just so, so helpful. We were doing a lot of things wrong. And I realized today that we were doing a lot of things wrong in this training. So hopefully this really, really has helped you guys understand the differences. Overseas sellers can now sell on Walmart. So we are gonna do some follow-up training. I know in our mastermind group, we're gonna be teaching about that. But Mikhail and I will come back together and we will talk about Walmart again and Amazon again, you know, setting up both of those things because we know that it's going to help you guys be more successful. So thank you guys so much for being here today with us. And as Mikhail mentioned, post your questions, anything that you guys have, and we will follow up with you and answer those inside of the chats. All right. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.